The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled Essence Contributors, Marty Bozer. A passionate journalist from Charlotte, North Carolina, Bozer loves to tell stories about resilience. Through her words, she illuminates the human experience, challenges our perspectives, and ignites conversations that resonate beyond headlines. In Black Women Are Ready to Rumble, Bozer tackles the subject of women of color in the world of wrestling. The Scribe defines her journalism as where culture meets content, as she spotlights the stories of people, places, and events that shape our world. Her byline has appeared in outlets such as the Miami Herald, Yahoo, Blavity, Ebony, and the Charlotte Observer. Kanya Awana, this Indonesian director and photographer, has been immersed in the worlds of dance, theater, and writing from an early age. Through her extensive training in the arts and a multi-hyphenated career, she has produced works of strong tone and spirit that explore the recognition of identity. In this issue, she captured engaging images of one of our favorite actresses for Tia Mowry Loves Herself. Iwana has worked with brands such as Dior and Nike. Her photographs have also been featured on the covers of major publications, including Time and the Rolling Stone magazines. Bria Volition, an Atlanta-based writer who has worked as a journalist since 2014, Felician has covered topics ranging from sports to politics to local news. Currently a graduate student in the field of heritage preservation and public history, she's working on a capstone project for her degree that's related to the history of Black women in basketball. The creator of The Black Sportswoman, a multimedia sports history publication, Felician is dedicated to executing on a vision by taking ideas from inception to finished product. For this issue, she was ideally suited to pen 100 years of Black women in sports. Becky Akinyode. Originally from Prince George's County, Maryland, the stylist and creative consultant now resides in New York City. A Nigerian American whose practice is deeply influenced by the many cultures she grew up around. Becky spent years in corporate America before pursuing her dream of working in the fashion industry. She approaches her styling assignments with integrity and discipline, creating beautiful imagery that pushes against societal norms. This month, she pulled out all the stops for Shakara Richardson, Spikes Off, A Sprint to Greatness on and off the track. Her work has appeared in various publications, including Harper's Bazaar, Interview, and Dazed magazines. The next article is titled, A Letter Encouraging Black Women to Rest. I am driving home in the rain from our photo shoot with Shakari Richardson, rushing to write this editor's letter and to close this issue on time. For the last few weeks, I have been incredibly stressed about this moment. The photo shoot started as a grand idea, but day by day, that idea seemed to slip further from my grasp. I wasn't eating or sleeping as I should, because when you plan an Essence cover, it feels like you're speaking to every Black woman. The weight of being the only Black publication on major newsstands is real. If I fail at this cover or at the content within this magazine, I feel like I am letting Black women down. Dramatic, maybe, but also honest. During the shoot, as we waited for the track star to emerge in her next look, some women who helped bring this cover to life began talking about rest and Black women's attitude toward prioritizing it, especially after election season. There was so much pressure on us throughout 2024. When things don't go as planned, we still have to pick ourselves up. We have to show up as our best selves and push forward, even when we don't want to. Guilt, frustration, and exhaustion creep in, taking up the space where joy should live, all because of pressure we don't have to carry but often feel obligated to. I had wanted to shoot Shikari for this magazine last year, but plans fell through, and now it all makes sense. Shikari Richardson, a winner, a star, a young ceiling breaker, has consistently put herself first through backlash, unfair circumstances, doubters, and naysayers. She chose herself. And so it's fitting that as we step into Essence's 55th year, we start with Shikari, an Olympic medalist and world champion who bet on herself and refused to be counted out. This issue, centered on Black women in sports and on Black love, is a double win. We celebrate the sister duo of CFDA / Vogue Fashion Fund winning La Enchanteur, and we spotlight Miss Tia Mowry, who has rediscovered a love for herself. Our couple care series features Wes and Don Moore, Will and Heather Packer, and Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas, who discuss how they navigate love, life, and work. We also highlight Juju Watkins, Kiersey Gonderzik, and Jackie Joyner Kersey, plus women wrestlers like Mercedes Moné, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill. Lastly, our 100 Years of Black Women in Sports feature is a must-read. The article gives dozens of previously unsung Black female athletes who paved the way for women like Shikari and others their long overdue flowers. Here's to 2025, a year in which Black women can rest, love, create, and most importantly, take charge of our own path. The next article is titled Medals and Manes. Simone Biles, hairstylist on her own hair and career journey, her favorite products, and what it is like working with the GOAT. My hair journey, much like those of many of us in the 1990s, started in a world where straight, relaxed hair was the expectation. One of my most vivid memories is of spending entire days with my mother in the salon she owned. I never wanted to leave. It was alive with so much energy. It was a place where I observed not only hair transformations, but life transformations. Every stylist had their own techniques and flair. Meanwhile, every client had a different story to tell. It was not only about hair, it was also about making connections and improving how they felt. Watching my mother was like watching a hero at work, seeing the trust her clients placed in her and the joy she brought to their lives. Those early memories shaped me into the passionate stylist I am today. Throughout my 18 years as a hairstylist, I've grown to understand that it's all about lifting someone's spirit in addition to protecting the health of their tresses. I am also dedicated to preserving my own hair's integrity. If I could go back, I'd tell my younger self to focus on nurturing my natural curl pattern. Today, my hair is an extension of my wellness. It's about making sure that every strand is true to itself. To keep my hair healthy and myself feeling confident, these days I'm loving the K18 Peptide Prep Detox Shampoo to remove product buildup. I make sure to use this shampoo only once a week since it's clarifying shampoo. The K18 Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask softens and strengthens my hair. Then I style with K18 Molecular Repair Hair Oil. The path here hasn't been easy. It has taken a relentless commitment to education, a willingness to work in every environment imaginable, and the tenacity to master all hair textures and trends. My strong suit is how I listen to my clients. Hairstyling is not a one-size-fits-all matter. This approach has allowed me to work with, for example, the inspirational, confident, and super talented Simone Biles. The work I do leans heavily on inner strength. It takes an unshakable foundation of calm and mental fortitude to have my work showcased on the world stage. For Simone, having critiques on her hair coming from strangers doesn't help keep the nerves in check, but having a plan does. When I do Simone's hair, it's not to cater to other people. The only standards I am here to meet are Simone's. Making sure she is confident in what she sees in the mirror, knowing her hair is healthy and well-maintained and won't come out of her bun during each twist. That's what I'm here for. When Simone is away at events and I can't be there for prep, I recommend some easy products for her to get herself ready. The K18 Molecular Repair Hair Oil is one of her go-to products for keeping strands in place and together, especially on competition days for slick buns and ponytails. Since it's lightweight and designed for all hair types, she doesn't have to worry about her hair feeling matted down by product. And the oil is still strong enough to keep frizz at bay. Every time a client leaves my chair with a smile, it's a reminder that confidence is the true goal of each appointment. The trust my clients place in me, the transformation in their posture, and the sparkle in their eyes are everything. That's the real power of this craft. The next article is titled, A Flow of Her Own. Shakari Richardson's Nail Tech, Ken Aya Hogg, discusses helping the track megastar express herself via nail art. The year is 1988 and the place is Seoul, South Korea. Florence Flojo Griffith Joyner, known as the fastest woman of all time, has become the first American woman to win 4 medals in a single Olympic Games, just after setting the women's world record for the 100 meters at 10.49 seconds and the 200 meters at 21.34 seconds, Flo Jo interlocked her medals, 3 gold and 1 silver, between her star-spangled acrylics for her most groundbreaking nail photo op. Fast forward to 2024, and no athlete has been able to touch those beauty looks nor the spikes beneath the late sprinter's cleats, except perhaps Shakari Richardson. At her first Olympic race in Paris, 24-year-old Richardson was less than half a second from breaking Flo Jo's 100-meter record, and at the World Championships the year before, just a fourth of a second short. In both races, her track-stabbing manicures kept up with her speed, holding the weights of Flo Jo's legacy at her fingertips. The nail artist responsible for a number of the young racers' most competitive sets, Kenaya Hogg, first met the track star at the Nike Athlete House during the 2024 Olympic trials. Hogg, who counts black athletes like Twanisha T.T. Terry and Raven Sanders as clients, draws a distinction between the nail art sported by Flo Jo, who is remembered for her rounded acrylics, and by Richardson, a fan of the extra-long Boghetto manicure. The sprinter's XL nails are at times impractical to a fault for her sport. Indeed, while wearing one of Hogg's press-on sets, Richardson could not tie her shoe at the starting block for the first heat of the Olympic trials, which she still impressively won. But at their best, her nails define the intersection of culture, beauty, and self-expression for black women in sports. In her latest design, Hogg collaborated with several women artists at the Nike House to surprise the Olympian with her blackest manicure to date. They were all a part of our gift to Shakari, Hogg says. On a red base, she first started on a pair of black lined lips, which parted into gold grill adorned teeth. We used a 3D molding gel and shaped the lips, then added texture with a tool before curing, painting, and blending, she explains. The tooth gimmer then added stars, crosses, and jewels. Next, Hogg says, I went across to the waist beater and asked for a handmade beads, which applied onto the thumb resembled a shuck of rainbow corn. A box braid claimed its spot on the set's middle finger, bedazzled with dollar signs, pearls, and rings, while a Baroque Aureate accent nail took the pinky. Gold is a color heavily used in black culture, and decorated nails started in Egypt with gold as an accent on royal nails, Hogg says. As for the most decorated nail in the set, the junk drawer nail represents extraness over the top, which black women are considered to be. The result? The world gets to behold Richardson flying down the track and paving a Nell legacy of her own. The next article is titled Beauty and the Ball. WNBA star and style maven Kiersey Gondrazik opens up about her love for the game, her journey to self-discovery, and her biggest inspirations. To be clear, Kiersey Gondrazik's goal is to play basketball for as long as she can, and though she's currently not rostered on a WNBA team, no wave will stop her. When basketball is not a part of my routine, I don't feel whole, she says. Fresh from a basketball workout, her hair newly dyed and alluring honey blonde, she has the kind of bright smile that doing work you truly love can bring. Some kids growing up want to rebel and follow a different path from their parents. Surrounded by former NBA players, her father, Grant Gondrazik, and her uncle, Glenn Gondrazik, Kiersey felt quite the opposite. I fell in love the moment I first picked up a basketball, she says, adding with a laugh that she was probably handed one straight out of the womb. It's in my bloodline. I was destined to do this. It's one of the talents that God has given me. Back in the day, Gondrazik held Deanna Nolan, Cheryl Swoops, and Tina Thompson among her biggest basketball inspirations. And thanks to role models like these, along with seeing her father and uncle train with people like Kobe Bryant, Jahlil Okafor, and LeBron James, I knew I wanted to pursue the sports at the highest level, she says. She played at the University of Michigan 2016-2017, then West Virginia University 2018-2021. She was the first round, fourth overall pick in the WNBA, going to the Indiana Fever in 2021 before playing for the Chicago Sky in 2024. Given that she grew up in close proximity to the WNBA before joining the league herself, Gondrazik has seen basketball and its surrounding culture evolve. I grew up seeing the WNBA in its prime. It was really hot back then, she says. So to be able to play in the league today and have the opportunity to play when there's a lot of buzz and excitement around women's basketball is humbling and refreshing. It is really full circle. The evolution of the game includes the beauty boom we are currently seeing in the space. Think major sponsors like Blossier, Miel, and Skims. It's an exciting time for women, Gondrazik says. I think that having social media and brands behind us gives us more permission to be feminine and stand in our power. The world is giving us that extra support now to be able to do that for ourselves. This includes, for instance, expressing herself via stunning tunnel looks. It's funny because a lot of my fits were very corporate America coming to my games, she says of her chic ensembles, from black blazers to pencil skirts, which she categorizes as 90s aura. People were like, she looks like she's getting ready to go to work a 9-to-5, she remembers. Well, I am going to work. This is my job, so this is what I am wearing. But at the same time, we are being reminded that we can do anything we want to do with no limitations. I think that a lot of these beauty brands being involved now definitely diminishes stereotypes. It allows this generation to define their own beauty standards without trying to fit a narrative. She herself counts Lena Horne and Dorothy Dandridge among her beauty and style inspirations. To know that my name has been part of that impact is very humbling, she says. As for her go-to beauty routines, you can find the star leaning on trusted Neutrogena wipes, vitamin C serums for brightness, collagen mask, and nighttime Noxzema to keep her skin glowing and moisturized all winter long. And to complement her new winter ready do, which she categorizes as her Beyoncé Crazy in Love era, you'll definitely find her in trench coats, leather boots, leather jackets, turtlenecks, jeans, and stockings, she says of her classic approach. Looking at Gondrizic, you may think her confidence comes easily. In true Leo fashion, she may also feel that way somewhat, but she gently reminds us that presenting herself takes work. My journey to self-discovery is ongoing, she says, but I am learning to fall in love with giving myself grace during the process. I am allowing myself to become my own best friend. I am learning new ways to be nice to myself. I am learning what I like so that I can have better relationships. This means leaning into self-care routines, she says, like spending time with God on a daily basis, reading and shutting down my phone before bedtime. These practices come in handy as she embarks on future endeavors. I've been in acting classes. I want to act and work more in the fashion and beauty spaces as well. Reflecting on what comes next, she says, I think my early 20s were cute, but 2025 and my late 20s is sexy. I feel myself finally getting out of my own way. I've feared becoming the greatest version of Kiersey, but in 2025, I am going to live her. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.